Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Jessica Ferrier, a volunteer at the 180 Teen Center in Washington.
You're here with the 180 Teen Center here in Washington. First, before we dive into everything that's going on, can you explain what the center is here in Washington?
It's pretty much an after-school, during-the-summer program for kids. You know, give them somewhere to go, they can hang out. During the school, we offer homework help, stuff like that. During the summer, we just kind of provide them a place to hang out where it's nice and cool. We have PlayStation, Wii, pool, tables, air hockey, computers.
And you have a nice stage area with some snacks, is that right?
We do. We have a coffee shop, and we have some snacks that they can buy. And then we also provide a meal for them every night that's completely free of charge.
And you volunteer here. Why do you feel it's important to have this as an offering for teenagers in the area?
I was a teenager that went there when I was in my senior year of high school. And Washington being a smaller town, it kind of brings the people together, the adults with the kids, and shows that we can have some of the same interests.
And what will be going on for teens to be involved in this summer?
We have all kinds of different tournaments we do. We have Mario Kart tournaments. We've done round robin tournaments, which is a ping pong tournament. We're working on getting a chess tournament going. And we have just dance, stuff like that.
And if teenagers or their parents are interested in sending their teenagers to the 180 Teen Center to fill some of those hours this summer, when are you open?
We are open from 3 to 9, Tuesday through Friday. We're talking about possibly changing our hours. If that happens, it would be from 2:30 to 8:30, but we would definitely let people know if that's what we were going
to
do.
And that's still really close to what you have now.
Yeah.
And if people are interested in getting more information, where can they find the postings about the tournaments and the activities?
I try to take stuff to the schools to let the schools know, put posters up there. I try to contact people like the radio station and put something out there, and then I spread the word myself.
And do you have a web presence or social media?
We have a Facebook page. It's 180 Teen Center. And then we also have a website, 180ia.com. It will give you photos of what goes on there, upcoming dates and events we have, and they can also stop in and see the place for themselves or call us at 319-653-4700.
And there's a barbecue fundraiser happening this summer?
Yes. June 3rd, we are having a barbecued pork dinner and silent auction fundraiser to help with the general funds of the center.
So what time can people stop by, or are you still looking for silent auction items?
It would be nice for them to come by and see us, you know, let us know what their interests are. If the kids have something particular they like, they can come in and let us know, and we try to come up with things that the kids enjoy doing. And we're going to be going from noon to 5.
So if people haven't been to the 180 Teen Center, is that a chance to tour the facility?
Yes, definitely.
And is the 180 Teen Center have a faith-based component?
Yes, we are faith-based.
So are there certain principles or ideals or practices that you're hoping to instill in the teenagers who attend?
We just want to show them, you know, kind of a Christian perspective without pushing our faith on them. We don't want to do that. Wednesday night is the one night we have our youth program. We don't make the kids come, but we have it open for them.
That's been today's Washington Page with Jessica Ferrier, a volunteer with the 180 Teen Center in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.